Ja, gut, war Simon Kufza, die Ches.
Test war.
Das war in Tazayin, and then we'll do the next Simon. So, Balayla, but this is the end of taking the mace out of the house. So, Balayla, ain't on Tzidik HaDin. At night, we don't say Tzidik HaDin. Veloy Kaddish, and not Kaddish, Vesa Kvaris. So, why? Because the at night is more of a din. So Memela, we try not to do any. Same reason why we don't say Tachnun after Tzeis, right? So I design Altinik Pakas of Shoshim Yain on a child that dies less than 30 days, is considered as if the baby was never born. So Memela, there's no Tzidik Kadin on that. Okay, Simon Kufzadi test dini akfura ubesa kvaras uvay yud zayin sifu. So kvura amura aleph kvura amura v'tayra. What is kvura? Who should eat in a mace bekarka mamish? You have to put the mace in the ground itself, right? Meaning you want the body to be touching the ground, which is the big issue that we have in America where they don't allow that. All right, and of course no cremation and that type of thing. Many places, the minig is to put the mace into the aron, into a wood coffin. Since it's not possible, there won't be holes. And then that's enough. So that's what some do. They put holes in the bottom. And there are places. Like in Eretz Yisrael, they bury it out in Aron. The Elam Alichin, I say, Al HaKarka Mamish, V'loy Daf Tachtav, they put it straight on the ground. The Elam and Atzdodim, Nois and Shnei Dafim, but on the sides, they put two Dafim, two pieces of wood. V'alelu, Nois them, Oid Daf Echad, and on that, they put another Daf. Kiva, Kidei, Shalei, Tipa, L'Ofer, Al Guf HaMeis, so that the Ofer doesn't fall straight on the mace. Shezeh B'Zoyin, like that is a B'Zoyin. So in Eretz Yisrael, they put rocks. They put these long rocks on top of the mace, and then they pour the dirt. And then there are places that bury other mason like that's what I don't know for Hanam and Bukhairim, which is interesting. Because where do you see that we're good as Bukhairim? Shame Khashubim, Ice and Aron, then they do an Aron. Ice and Aron, Yeshizar Bishiri on the Sarim. When you do make an Aron, you should make sure with the leftover pieces of wood, Shalay Lassim and Aza Tashmish, you shouldn't use them for anything. The only thing you should use it for is to put wood to heat up the pots that they're heating up the water for the tahara. People that have good hearts that they feed aniyim on their table. They should make an aron from the shulchan. And it should go in front of you, tzidkecha. So that's what Rabbi Freifeld, it was chalukah, whether he meant it as a joke or not, but they did bury part of his table with him, even though from here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was saying that you're supposed to actually build the Aron out of it. There were some gedolim, I think, that they built the Aron out of the shtenders that they learned on. Right? Fine.
Reb Chaim did that.
Did they? Yeah.
Did that. They took his shtender and they made it part of his
I
harness.
hear. I hear. Oh, interesting. Okay, so base. Manichin is a mace al gabav upon of lamala. You put the mace on its back and its face up. And if you have some different Yisrael, you put a little below and a little above. Al shem v'chiper ad mosay amoy. So ikar losis al habris kodesh. The ikar is to put it on the makom of the bris, the gam al pib, al einov, al kap, al mouth, eyes, and palms. They do this. I think they do. Many chevra kedushas do this. Now, I don't know how they get all that dirt from Eretz Yisrael, but that's what they do. Gimel. Ein kairinus ha-meisim zeh tzol zeh. You're not supposed to bury meisim one next to each other. Elam ken hoya ha-doifin ha-mafsik b'neim. Unless there's a wall of dirt between them, that would be able to stand by itself, meaning you need enough thickness that the wall is not going to collapse in between the mason. Ulapachas vayin vav etzbois, so the minimum six etzbois. There should be at least six tefachim. But a man and a woman are allowed to be buried with their kids, or with their grandchildren. Any cotton that the person sleeps with, meaning sometimes you have the parents sleep with the kids in the bed, Nikvarim can be buried with him when they're dead. Al Ben Godol, but a older son with the father, by Basketoyla, a few of the Kitanim, and even with Kitanim, Dafka Likvar Shneim Bavasachas, it's only to bury them at the same time. Al Ben Kvar Nikvar Echer, one of them is already buried, also Likvar Etzle Acher, then you're not allowed to bury the other one, meaning, unfortunately, if there's a multiple death, then you can bury together, but not if they're buried at different times. Dalek farmavur to tinek shemes that a tinek that died malanoi say it's a kiver of a koren loy Hashem. You do a meal, you do a bris mila next to the kaver, and you give him a name. B'chein letinoikis gamkin tzrichin likra l'Hashem. A girl also, you give the name. Utzrichin lahazir asakavronim alzeh. You need to warn the people that are burying about this, right? Meaning, I guess you have to let them know that you're going to be doing this process. Hey, ain't nice and beis aron azel. You don't put two aron one on top of the other. Ela yesh b'neim offer vav tochim, unless you have six tochim in between. This is a big hot button topic in Eretz Yisrael. They're starting to bury because there's no room. They're starting to bury mason one on top of the other. So the question is, what are they putting in between, and et cetera, et cetera. Vav ein kovrim rasha etzel tzaddik. We do not bury a rasha next to a tzaddik. Shenemar al teslef imchatoyim nashi. Vafilu rasha chomer etzel rasha kal ein kovrim. Even a big rasha next to not such a big rasha. I don't know who gives the tests out for that. You don't do. V'chein ein kovrim tzaddik v'choshkein beinani v'kosher etzel chosid muflig. You don't bury even a regular tzaddik next to major tzaddikim. This is where the concept of having a chalkas harabonim comes from. Like you put the chashubim in one section. Two people that hate each other, ain't lekavrim yachad, shouldn't bury them together. Shagam ain't yachad, because even when they're dead, they're not gonna have menucha with each other. Aminig zayin, aminig likach. The meaning is, you do not hand the shovel or the pick from hand to hand. You throw it from your hand and then he picks it. Meaning, and that was anything having to do with burial, we don't do that. Even the washing cups. After meaning the washing cups after the burial. After they put the mace in the kever, they turn over the mita three times, right? Kimita begamatria din, because the word mita is a gematria din. The Rama she din l'rachamim, that they should turn over the din to rachamim vehesped lemachol, and the machol, not the machol, lemachol, to dancing. Zechel li, they changed, they flipped my hesped to dancing. We don't say tachron, and when a day they don't say tachron, we don't do this. Test and yesh yosam a base of kvaros, which is a yosam in the base of kvaros. All right, azay la'achar a kvura, and then after the kvura in yom, if it's day, marchikin l'chol apachas dalet amos from the kvarim, you go four amos away from the kvarim. Va'omrim es hamizmor lamnatzeach shimu zois. We don't say tachron, and omrim lichtom l'david va'hayosam omrim kadosh tuhu asi l'schadosa, which is the same Kaddish as a Siyam, but I call Imam Imai Advi Kareid. Obviously, that's for Nusach Sfard. Right, the call says it with him. I never saw anybody do this. Yeshikov is talking to Gama Kaddish, Imam Tchila Kaidim Akfura. Some say the Kaddish before the Kfura, Lachar Tzidik Adin, after Tzidik Adin, Vyesh Mekamish, Gam Tzidik Adin, Ein Imrim. Some, and there's Mekamish that they also don't say Tzidik Adin, Ad Lachar Kfura, until after the Kfura. So they're basically three different customs as to how to deal with saying the Kaddish after a Kvura or during a Kvura. Okay, we will stop over there, and everybody should have A fine night, a good vach, and a good yard.